On day two of his war crimes trial in The Hague, former Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic was defiant, denying the legitimacy of the International Tribunal. He spoke only briefly, in contrast to the prosecution's lengthy opening presentation. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from The Hague.
1.5 hour before the court was expected to adjourn for the day, it was Slobodan Milosevic's turn to make his opening remarks. Speaking through an interpreter, he directly addressed presiding judge Richard May.
I challenge the very legality of this tribunal because it was not set up on the basis of the law, and therefore this tribunal does not have the competence to try.
Milosevic accused the prosecution of having already proclaimed him guilty in a parallel trial through the media and what he called a lynch process. He denounced prosecution evidence based on what he called the selective use of rigged British intelligence. Milosevic's tirade was interrupted in mid-sentence when Judge May cut off his microphone. He said the court had already ruled on all these matters.
As you would know, if you'd taken the trouble to read our decisions, you had the right of appeal, you did not take it, and your views about the tribunal are now completely irrelevant as far as these proceedings are concerned.
Milosevic's brief appearance followed several hours of presentation by the prosecution. Principal trial attorney Jeffrey Nice took the courtroom on a descent into the gruesome circles of horrors that typified the wars of the 90s in Croatia, Bosnia, and Kosovo. To illustrate the ethnic cleansing in Bosnia in 1992, the court was shown a TV news clip of a reporter talking to frightened, gaunt men who had been held prisoner in Serb-run detention camps.
We asked if the allegations of beating in the detention centers were true.
I'm not sure that I'm allowed about that. You know, can you understand me?
It was this footage recalling the worst images of World War II Nazi death camps that triggered international outrage and led to the creation of this very tribunal. Attorney Dirk Reinveld followed the prosecution's overview and illustrated the specific charges against the defendant for crimes against humanity in Kosovo in 1999. He described an organized plan to rid Kosovo of its majority Albanian population through destruction of property, forced expulsion, rape, and murder. He said that plan, carried out by the army, police, and paramilitaries led by the notorious gangster Arkan, can be directly linked to Milosevic in Belgrade. And once Milosevic understood he had lost Kosovo, the prosecutor said, he put in motion a cover-up. Mass graves were opened, the bodies exhumed, and brought to Serbia. In the courtroom, Reinveld pointed to a photograph of a refrigerator truck sticking out of the water.
This truck was found in the Danube River and contained the bodies of about 80 Kosovo Albanians. You see the feet sticking out of the back.
Courtroom observers were surprised by the meticulous detail raised in the prosecution's opening arguments. Richard Dicker, an expert on international justice with the Human Rights Watch organization, said that means the prosecution is confident in the strength of its case.
I thought the prosecution did an impressive job in laying the foundation of the bridge that they have to build to link Milosevic, on the one hand, to Arkan's forces on the other, to the Ministry of Interior, paramilitaries.
Tomorrow will be Milosevic's day for his opening arguments. His brief outburst today has already set the tone for what's likely to be his strategy. He will attack the court and NATO, and he'll present himself as the defender of the Serbian nation. Silvia Pajoli, NPR News, The Hague.